This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'm a white lady. So if I see some behavior. If someone comes up and they want to steal from me, there's a reason. We can say all sorts of things, but if I could sit down and say, what is the reason? Are you in physical need? Is this a way that you feel that you have some power or that you have some, what is the reason? Something in who you are as a person is expressing itself this way. Whether you are angry, maybe you're emotional, you're angry because you think I have too much. But we have no discussion in so many places on these deeper levels of culture on the why. In America right now, I realize it's maybe different than the rest of the world. You can't ask the why questions because you might be putting the other person down. So we're doing all this fixing on what it looks like, but you can't ask somebody why or what they believe. So we have no more discussion. Yeah. If I believe that there's a reason and you're doing something very different than I am, if I can ask you a why question, right, and say, take what I have or something. I'm trying to think of a better one.
Let's look at a team of people, you know, where you have someone who comes from the Western world. It can be Europe. It could be Canada, the U.S. And they are working with somebody who's in the Eastern world. And there are differences, but if we start off looking at them, at each other, and saying, okay, what is it about us that is the same? Well, we all have a relationship with Jesus Christ. However, and I'll use the Western person because that's who I am, I look at some of the things they do, which for me present a real problem culturally. And I'm thinking, you know, in my world, Christians don't do that. And yet they're doing it. And meanwhile, that person from the East is looking at me because I wore my shoes into their house. And I just disrespected them so badly. And they're going, why did he leave his shoes on? And there we have the difference. So how do we get around? This is where, the iceberg is flipped, because we started off with the sameness, but now we've come to the point where we're beginning already to diverge. We haven't even worked a day together. We're just meeting, and yet I'm seeing something they're doing. They've just seen me do something, and we're both going, what is up with this person?
I think if we understand sameness, and we also understand the unity of the Spirit, mm-hmm, and the bond of peace, the first thing we have to do is say, let's agree to talk, mm-hmm, because we both believe God has called us here. We both believe that we are made in His image. So that means I believe you not only want respect, you are worthy of respect. And I want to treat you with respect, but I don't know what that looks like for you. Mm-hmm. So if I seem to disrespect you, I really want you to let me know, because, you know, I can take my shoes off if that's what it is.
Right.
But also, if I'm feeling hurt or offended, then I'd like to ask you, I would like to save you. You know, in my culture, if somebody, say, drinks wine, that would be a sin. Mm-hmm. And I see for you, I believe you love Jesus. I'm not questioning that. I see you doing something that, you know, like that, that for, right, me would be a sin. Could you tell me how you see it? Instead of just making instant judgments, we could talk.
Right.
Why is it that taking shoes off shows respect? You know, maybe I've been told that's what it does, but I don't understand a reason. So then I think, well, why should I do that?
Right.
It doesn't do any, you know, why should I? Mm-hmm. But if you explain to me what that means to you, and then I go back to the principles of Romans 14, which are, there are things that are culturally different that we can give in to each other. Yeah. I don't have to prove my point. And sometimes there's, you know, one, and maybe if I forget to take my shoes off, if you could forgive me, mm-hmm. because I'm trying, yeah. you know. So I think we start, we say, well, we both want to respect each other. Okay, so then maybe there's different ways we show emotion or we relate. Of course, we can be very confrontive, mm-hmm. Westerners, you know, well, this is how it is. And we just tell people. And other people, of course, that's very shaming mm-hmm. or that's very accusatory. And it's not just fact. And so when we feel a rift in the relationship, instead of just being mad or being mad under the cover, I think as Christians, the whole principle about speaking with each other, and if you know your brother has an offense or something, if I assume that you want a relationship with me, biblically, we should agree, we can agree, to go and talk to each other and listen and believe the Holy Spirit will lead us into an understanding. Mm-hmm. One thing a friend of mine said is that emotions are the universal language. So if we can, we feel that emotion or we see something, you know, if we can understand that person's angry or hurt because I've done something, even if I don't know what I did, if I could understand that, or if I'm hurt by them, mm-hmm. I can make an assumption they didn't want to hurt me, but we got to talk it out. And I think that leads us to understanding the different ways of expressing it.
Yeah.
But the sameness is that we want to have, you know, these things. Of course, another place of difference is even, of course, how God's made us in our personalities. But no matter how different our personalities, you see, we still want respect.
Yeah.
We still want to be honored. So I think when you have that place underneath, for me, at least, I can say, okay, it's not so scary to talk to you because I can find a person there. And if you'll talk to me, let me tell you who I am as a person. And then on top of that, if we have Jesus and the Holy Spirit,
right.
He can lead us into understanding. It doesn't mean we have to do it all the same at the end, mm-hmm. but it means we can give each other honor and space and I believe be very scriptural in how we approach our relationships.
One of the things, Ruth, that I remember so vividly was before Narn and I got married, I would pick her up from work just so that we could have time to talk after work. And she would say that she was going to be done at a particular time. And so I arrived at that time, and it might be 45 minutes before she actually came out of where she worked. And I never really kind of got a straight answer as to why it took so long. And I said, look, you know, you told me you were done at 10:30 and here it is 11:15. What's up with that? And I see that as, you know, one of those big differences and one of those things that we struggle through culturally.
Right. It's a huge difference. But let's go back to what is it that's, in a sense, the same? What did you feel when Narn was 45 minutes late?
I felt angry, and I felt that she wasn't holding up her end of the bargain. She had made a commitment to being done at that time, and she, to me, didn't keep that commitment. And so I was more angry.
Dare I say you were disrespected?
Yeah, I think so.
Because what somebody's saying from a Western viewpoint is, you don't respect my time. Mm-hmm. You're saying that what I do matters so little that you can use 45 minutes of my time and it doesn't matter because it wasn't worth anything anyway.
Right. Hmm.
And she's saying, if I'm worth so much to you, what's 45 minutes? You're not respecting me. So, in a sense, we both have an issue of significance here.
Right.
It's not, yes, you felt angry. Yes, you felt annoyed. Yes, you felt accusatory. And I would guess she felt the same way to you. What's mm-hmm. his problem?
Right.
I get people to talk to. He understands. He knows I love him. What's mm-hmm. the big deal?
Right.
But in a sense, the underlying sameness was, you're both saying you're not understanding who I am. You know, one other need, we have a need to be known. But the other thing is, you're just basically both feeling disrespected in a sense.
Right.
So we've got two ways that respect is shown. For you, respect is shown that you do what you say. You realize I have a schedule. You honor that. You're here on time. I gave up my time to come here. You can tell me to come at 11:15 if you want, so just tell me. Mm-hmm. For her, if you respect me and you love me, you don't mind waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think sometimes we have to start talking instead of accusing each other. Why aren't you here? Why aren't you here? Why aren't you here?
Right.
Going back to saying, what's underneath that? And that's where we can start to say, okay, what does it look like? Now, one of the things that can be done, I think, in that kind of a thing is in a way for it to turn as a joke once you both kind of realize where you are. Say, okay, is that my time or your time?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've found many ways. But the other thing I think sometimes you have to say, you know, the way we see the world and those deeper places of culture and value actually don't change very much. But sometimes we then have to learn how to accommodate or agree that we both see it differently. And she does respect you. You do respect her. But the way it's expressed is two different ways. So how are we going to do it? That, I think, is a great example of what is underneath where we can go back to.
Yeah,
because the anger comes when we're feeling that one of our fundamental places hasn't been addressed, hasn't been met, or that someone's not. That's why I think even when people have different styles of communicating emotion, one of the things in my marriage, I mean, I'm a person who has to talk about everything and how I feel and all these things, and my husband's a fixer. And so when I talk about how I feel, then, of course, he wants to say, well, why don't you do this and that? And we had more fusses about that because, of course, then I felt he didn't want to hear and he didn't. And he thinks, you know, when I said, but can't you just say, well, you're sorry I feel that way? And he said, but what good does that do? He said, I want to help you. You know, so we're both, we have different needs. They're coming, you know, he's trying to be kind. And he's trying to be helpful, but because of the different ways that we do life, you know, and so I think what, in our situation, I've had to learn, if he starts to be helpful, say, you know, sweetie, that's not helpful. Instead of walking out and being mad, just saying right that moment, okay, that's not what I need right now. Or he has also learned to listen and realize that that's helpful to me, even though he doesn't understand why. Yeah. So I think once we go back to what is it we're talking about in these conflicts, then we can come to agreements because we both understand the other person is not trying to disrespect me. They're not trying to be mean to me. Yeah. They are working from the same place of good intention I am, but the way we are sees it different. And then we can, I think, you know, when we have that place of trust, we can do things differently and even not do it the same and work it out in a different way than just reacting because we haven't thought about it and we don't really trust the other person has that same place.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.